the grains that went into those fields for seed were derived from these seed plots. And the fields themselves, as young people, we would, young kids growing up, we had to rogue these fields. That's called roguing. We would walk these fields in the morning before we went to school, and to check for barleys or bearded wheats or speltoids, all these other foreign grains, and anything that would contaminate that field, we would pick out and take, and we would be given a bounty, if you will, on these as young kids, like 10 cents or 5 cents for every head, or the head that you got. And you just pluck the heads off or pull out the grain, because the whole stalk, in some cases, if it came out. And we would be soaking wet in the morning from doing this before we went to school. And we would walk into the sunlight and look, because the sun would reflect onto these different heads as they came up. And they're easier to spot. And so we'd go to one end of the field, and we'd get in a car, drive around the isolation strip back to the other end, and walk into the sunlight again, and do that until it was time to go to school. And this was, you know, of course, in the summertime, it was, you'd start doing that about 6 o'clock in the morning and get on the bus at 8, kind of thing. And that was part of what we did there as young children growing up. And there were six children in our family. Only four of us boys did that, or maybe three of us, because my one brother was a little smaller. So myself and two of my brothers, we would do that on a regular basis in the summertime.